December 3rd, 1900. The nature of the Most Holy Trinity is formed of most pure, most simple, communicative love. This morning, as I was outside of myself, I found myself with baby Jesus in my arms. And while I delighted in looking at him, I don't know how, from the same baby, a second came out, and after a few instants, a third baby, both of them similar to the first, though distinct among themselves. Stupefied in looking at this, I said, "Oh, how one can touch with hand the sacrosanct mystery of the Most Holy Trinity, that while you are one, you are also three." It seems to me that all three of them spoke to me, but as the word came out, it formed one single voice. Our nature is formed of most pure, most simple, communicative love. And the nature of true love has this of its own. It produces from itself images fully similar to itself in power, in goodness, in beauty, and in everything it contains. And only to give more sublime prominence to our omnipotence, it places the mark of distinction in such a way that, melting in love, this nature of ours, which is simple, with no matter at all which might prevent the union, forms three persons, and returning to melt, it forms one. It is so true that the nature of true love has this prerogative of producing images fully similar to itself, or of assuming the image of the beloved, that the second person, in redeeming mankind, assumed the nature and the image of man, and communicated the divinity to man. While they were saying this, I could distinguish my beloved Jesus very well, recognizing in him the image of the human nature. And only because of him I had the confidence to remain in their presence. Otherwise, who would have dared? Ah, yes, it seemed to me that the humanity assumed by Jesus had opened commerce for the creature, in order to let her ascend up to the throne of the divinity, to be admitted to converse with them, and to obtain deeds of graces. Oh, what happy moments I enjoyed! How many things I comprehended! But in order to write something, I would need to describe it when my soul is with my dear Jesus, as it seems to be set free from the body. But as I find myself imprisoned again, the darkness of the imprisonment, the distance of my mystical son, the pain of not seeing him, render me incapable of describing it, and make me live dying. Yet I am forced to live, fastened, imprisoned, in this miserable body. Ah, Lord, have compassion for a miserable sinner who lives infirmed and imprisoned. Break soon the wall of this prison, that I may fly to you, never to come back.